John Hockenberry here, coming from South Florida, live from the studios of WLRN in Miami. And back in November, we spoke to a WLRN radio host, Alicia Zuckerman. She hosts the radio series Under the Sun. And one of the interesting things about that program is that Under the Sun decides what stories they're going to do by asking their listeners to weigh in on what interests them, things in South Florida that they want answers to. Alicia and the people at Under the Sun take up the case. And Alicia told us back in November that one of the things people in Florida were really interested in was something called Naked Carpet Guy. Listen.
This is sort of an iconic institution sort of in South Florida, this carpet guy here. There are these billboards all over the place of this naked guy sprawled out on a carpet. His arm is strategically placed. And in a couple iterations, I've seen him wearing briefs, but that sort of goes back and forth.
That's Alicia Zuckerman talking on The Takeaway back in November. So the listener said, find out more about Naked Carpet Guy. And Sammy Mack, assistant producer for Under the Sun, was sent to look into the matter. Sammy's in the studios of WLRN with me now. Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning. And yes, we did look into the Naked Carpet Guy.
He has a name.
He has a name. It is Don Bailey, owner of Don Bailey Carpets, which is on the sign.
And you actually talked with him, and he gave you a little bit of his history. He's been in the business for like a half century. Listen to this.
I got a job as a janitor at Harry Rich Carpets at 8300 Biscayne Boulevard, and I worked my way up over 14 years. And I borrowed $5,000 and started my own business, which was almost bankrupt, until Burt Reynolds posed nude in Cosmopolitan magazine.
So Sammy Mack, Burt Reynolds gave him the idea to become Naked Carpet Man, not just Carpet Man.
In fact, he did. It was from the 1972 Cosmo spread when Burt Reynolds posed nude in the middle of the magazine, laid out on a bearskin rug, and Don Bailey saw this and had his brother make a sign with Don Bailey on his own carpets, and it turned his business around.
Now, a lot of places, say Des Moines, Modesto, California, you try something like this, it's going to kill your business. But Don confirmed what you're saying, that it actually turned his business around. Listen.
And whereas I was getting one customer every 2 days, 20 people, 20 women were walking in almost every day.
So carpet guy, naked carpet guy, get me some of that. What is it about him that gives him better business with less clothes?
Well, I think the sign has become so iconic, and it really touches that spirit of kitsch and sensuality that is so Florida. And, you know, he's been able to have a really successful business with his marketing campaign. And he also has become quite a philanthropist.
A philanthropist. Well, let's listen to that.
I try to take people from the inner city, people that are particularly poor, and I see the potential in them, and give them jobs.
So earlier in the hour, Carl Hyacin suggested that Florida was the epicenter of sleaze. It sounds like you would put it differently with the Don Bailey story, that it's a sort of ocean of kitsch.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in this part of Florida, for sure.
And you can see pictures of the Naked Carpet Man at the takeaway.org, where there's a current photo of WLRN's Under the Sun. Sammy Mack, where does it go from here?
Well, you can check out our website, WLRNUnderTheSun.org, to hear the full story of the Naked Carpet Guy and see an updated version, he's 76 now, of that photo that we've got online.
Sammy Mack, producer for Under the Sun. Your next assignment comes from the listeners. We'll have to check back in with you.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Sammy.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.